Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Jamal Lewis says that Newcastle's summer signings are learning to cope with the intensity of life on Tyneside after their first season at the club edges towards a conclusion. The Northern Ireland international was dropped for the game against West Brom at the weekend, presumably for his part in the equaliser for Wolves in the previous game when he failed to block the cross, losing two vital points. The Steve Bruce pointed to Paul Dummett's experience as a long-serving defender replacing Lewis. He insisted that going forward he needs to learn the lessons. He said, looking from the outside and speaking to TalkSport, on the inside are two completely different things. It's a big club and it gets a lot of exposure. It's always going to be in the limelight in some kind of way or the other. It's down to us and everybody involved to push in the right direction now, which is what I think we are doing. Hopefully we can step up for next season and keep pushing in the right direction. Into other news, with Danny Murphy, he suggested that Newcastle should be really worried about relegation after their poor draw at West Brom. The performance in them dropped down from the mid-table positions to just above the relegation zone. Fulham's improved performances have boosted their chances of survival. They beat Liverpool 1-0 last time out to move level on points with Brighton in 17th. Murray told TalkSport, the simple analysis of the relegation fight is that when you watch Fulham play compared to Newcastle, Brighton and West Brom, they look better, much hungrier and more dangerous. Therefore, it gives me complete faith that they will stay up. Into other news and into Newcastle United's plans and their keen on a summer move for Norwich City's Todd Cantwell. Reports suggest that he's a target for the Toonami should they stay in the Premier League. Even though it looks like Norwich are on their way up, Cantwell could be tempted to move on after the case of job done by getting Norwich back into the top flight and eyeing a new challenge in the North East. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.